Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows. I'm excited to be with you today. And I am really excited that love is in the air. Yes, love is in the air. You know, we're just a couple of days away from Valentine's Day. And many people associate Valentine's Day with love and couples and romance and all of those things that just make us feel warm and fuzzy for that one day. But I wanted to come to you today in a special way and talk to you about for the lover in you. There is a love inside of you for yourself that no matter what goes on Valentine's Day or any day of the week or for the rest of your life, you can tap into the love that you have inside of yourself. Before I get started, I just have to mention our sponsors. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. Yes, Harvest Girls International is doing some wonderful things in the lives of women and young girls. And we also want to let you know that we are a community outreach organization as well. We reach out to the community in many ways. And so we appreciate your support. Let's get back to the show, Transformation Begins With You, for the lover in you. Valentine's Day, just a few days away. There's a song that Howard Hewitt sings when he was with Shalimar. The name of the song is This Ring, but we know it as This Is For The Lover In You. And as I was listening to that song today and I was humming it in my head, I started to think this would be a great topic to talk about today. And so I put a little something together for you today just so that, you know, we could kind of just review this thing called love and kind of tap into it within ourselves. Now, I first want to start saying about love. I found out, now these are things that I found out for myself about me, that you can only love others to the ability you are capable of loving yourself. And sometimes when we think that we're loving someone, we're really not loving them in the way that is healthy, but we're being obsessive and we're being compulsive and we're being controlling. The type of love that I'm talking about is the type of love that as you build up your character and your self-esteem on the inside, you love from the inside out. So whatever on the inside of you is going to come out. And so whatever you portray inside of yourself as love, that is what's going to come out. And that's to the degree that you're going to love other people. But what I would like for you to know today, what I would really like to impart to you, is that there are a few steps that I would just like to give you that I have used myself and still continue to use that I just want to share with you. First of all, I realize that I can't look for myself in other people. When I'm trying to improve myself, work on myself, be true to myself, I can't compare myself to anyone else. And I have this saying that I say, stop looking for yourself in other people because you're not there. There's only one you. You're an original. You're never going to find yourself in anyone else. That's the way God made us. Isn't that awesome that he made us so special that there isn't anyone else on earth like us? And so when we start to look for the lover in ourselves, sometimes we look at other people and we admire them, but yet we want to be so much like them that we forget about who we really are and we start to emulate that person. The one thing that I have learned more than anything in self-love and to bring out the lover in myself for myself is that I have to invest in myself. It is so important that you take time for you, that you take time to invest in you. I'm not talking about going out shopping and buying beautiful things. Of course, that's a wonderful thing and that's good. I'm talking about investing in things like your character, your gifts, you know, just the respect that you have for yourself, how you treat other people, investing in yourself, spending time alone is key in investing in yourself. Until you're alone with yourself, to get to know you. You almost have to date yourself. It's like in a courtship. When you're in a courtship, you spend time with that person so that you can get to know them. So that is what you have to do with yourself. You have to spend time with yourself to get to know you, to get to know how you are. And once you reveal yourself to yourself, then you have to work on improving your character, improving those things that you know that will not benefit you in life. There are some things, some people have bad tempers. I used to have a very, very bad temper as a little girl, but what I learned to do was I learned to hold everything in, and then when I would diffuse, it would be massive. So now I've learned, because I've learned that about myself, I've spent time with myself, I've invested in myself, I know in order to make that temper under control, there are some steps that I had to take and what I needed to do. And one of the things that I needed to do was think before I responded. It is so much power in having that control in your mind that we fly off on emotions so many times, we don't take the time to stop, breathe, and think before we respond. That is key in improving your emotional state. Prayer, meditation, just all of those things are investments. Your relationship with God, that's an investment in a relationship, not only with God, but with within yourself. There's a thing that I've learned, too, that I think is so important, and that's kindness, the way you talk to people. I had to learn how not to be so emotional, because once you become emotional, then your mouth follows suit. And so once I became emotional, then my mouth would follow suit. I would start snapping at people and snipping at people. And then I would have to go back later and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. But the thing that I want you to understand about discovering the lover in you is that there's a spirit of kindness on the inside of you. If you tap into it, if you take the time to get to know that spirit of kindness in you, that's an investment. Make peace with yourself. Oh, there's so many times that we beat ourselves up about so many things, and I'm one included. I used to do that. I used to beat myself up over and over and over, and it would be a week or two past, and I'm still beating myself up over the same thing. I've learned to let it go so I could grow, and that's what we have to do. We have to make peace with ourselves. We have to invest in ourselves through that. We have to be kind to ourselves and within ourselves so that we can be kind to others. And then we have to keep learning and allowing ourselves to change and to grow. That is part of the lover that's in us. You know, there's a lover in each and every one of us, but only you can tap into that person and find out who that person is and what makes that person tick. Let me tell you something else. Love attracts love. Yes, it really does. Love attracts love. I know that we are in a society where we are tied up on our looks and what somebody looks like. And if they look good, they must be good. And that's not necessarily the case. There's one thing that we have to know about love attracting love. It attracts love because there's self-acceptance. When you learn to accept yourself, there's a confidence about you that when you walk in the room, you can change the atmosphere because of what and how you feel about yourself. Love attracts love. People start to love your spirit. People start to love the way you walk, the way you talk, because you have accepted you and you've learned to cultivate that. You have respected yourself. You uphold yourself to a high standard and you respect others in turn. You have developed your character and you've cultivated your gifts. It's so important to develop your character, because sometimes your gifts will take you where your character cannot keep you. And so if you do not develop character and you cultivate gifts only, you're still going to be at a deficit. And it won't be as attractive because all things work together. Another thing that is attractive is self-forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself. When things in life go awry, and they will, when things don't go the way that you want, when you make mistakes, some of them, you the motive that you made the mistake in was a bad motive, and after you were sorry, you repented, you want to be forgiven. The first step is to forgive yourself. Let it go, like I said, so you can grow. Forgive yourself. We compare love to emotions and actions many times, but this is also true with loving yourself. If you compare, if you tell a person, well, you say you love me, but I can't tell by the way you act. Well, that is what you are saying to yourself. If you say you love yourself, or maybe you don't, but if you love yourself, your actions will follow. And that means that we will care about how we look. We will care about our health. We will care about how others perceive us. We will care about how we can change the world. That's one thing in finding purpose, is that we have to care about ourselves first in order to love ourselves into our purpose. We are capable of loving ourselves. It is possible because we are an extension of God. And as you know, or if you didn't know, God is love. Let me tell you something about not loving yourself. And I was in marriage for 20 years. And one of the problems in my marriage was he did not know who he was, and I did not know who I was. And when I say that, I thought I loved myself, but I found out I had not spent enough time with me to even find out really who I was, and neither had he. And so when you have half a man and half a woman, you have half of a relationship. And so in order to be whole, you have to be complete in self-love. There is a lover in you today. Love is important. Lastly, love is important. Love is important when you love yourself, because it is important how you carry yourself, how you communicate with others, how you take time for you. You have to reevaluate yourself on a consistent basis and improve your self-image. There are so many things that we continue to work on. That's why love is important. It's important to stay engaged in love for yourself. Now, I want to leave you with this one little quote that I love, that I say many times to myself. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. If I love myself, I have a lifetime to romance myself. I have a lifetime to change myself, to cultivate myself. It is a journey to love yourself. You don't just wake up one day and you do a few things and you say, I love myself, and it's over. It's a lifetime journey. It's important that you love yourself so that you can love others completely. Fall in love with yourself. I'm not talking about, being overly taxed with thinking so highly of yourself. I'm talking about falling in love with how God made you. Be truthful to yourself. Learn to trust yourself. Express your gratitude. Self-love expresses gratitude. Gratitude is key in being able to feel a sense of security in your life. And lastly, nurture your dreams. Your goals and your dreams will be motivated by your self-love. Well, that's all I have today, and this is for the lover in you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And until next time, remember, transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.